Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as I regard. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday fun day. You are tuning in live. We're all talk no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. You can always hit us up at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all. Before I say go any further, congratulations again to the champions, Brady, and the Patriots. But we knew how that was going to go because, hey, cheaters never win. That's what the fuck y'all get. But anyway, we're going to keep it pushing. And Rapstar 412, what's the word, baby? How you doing?
What's good, man?
Yeah,
what's good?
What do you do?
Everything's good, man, except, you know, it looked like Winter Wonderland out there, man. It's crazy how it came down, covered everything.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, tell them, if you don't have to go nowhere, I don't know if you saw some of the things that I got to see, but it was accidents everywhere. People going outside talking about some NFL, trying to go to the car. They feel trying to go start the car. They feel trying to go to church. The Lord is going to forgive you. Take your ass back in the house and have a seat. Because don't nobody need to go nowhere in this mess.
Uh-huh.
You can't drive as is. And it be the main motherfuckers don't even have liability on their shit that be done hit somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's I'm not about this life. I don't know who I'm believing all that and groundhogs and all that. I'm just ready for this shit to be gone. I don't want no six weeks or none of that. I'm just ready for
the
warmth in my life.
You know, they really do that shit. Like, they really go hard for that damn groundhog.
I mean,
you know that shit. Like,
they do it every year, but I mean, there's no merit to it.
Because I'm in PA. Now, yeah. Punxsutawney is like about 4 or 5 hours north from me. And I've been there before. That whole place is groundhog crazy. They got the dollar store named after the groundhog. There's restaurants named after the damn groundhog. Shit, you know, I think it's like a federal offense if you even do something to that damn groundhog and everything like that. So it's like, it's crazy out there. But it's funny, though, because they give a damn. They really give a damn about that groundhog, but they don't really give a damn about black people out there because, you know, the mayor of Punxsutawney is part of the KKK. So they give a damn about that damn groundhog. I don't give a damn about that groundhog. That's, man, that's rotten to me. All I got to get is some mouse traps and, you know, trap that shit up. But, you know, it's crazy how people go for that groundhog and everything like that. I don't really believe in it. I'm just like,
all,
look.
It's just all folklore. You know what I'm saying? Just old school. You
it's
know,
stupid.
It's stupid.
I'm not finna watch the news. I'm not finna watch the news and see and say, oh, he saw his shadow this year. That's one of the most retardedest thing I ever. Anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that. But, you know. It's crazy. It's crazy out here. It's real crazy. It didn't snow on my birthday. I was glad my birthday was, you know, this past Thursday. It was actually
pretty
warm.
Happy
it was
belated
like
birthday to you.
Thank you.
What? How many years young are you this year?
I'm 28, man.
Okay. The big stuff, hey, young. You know what I'm saying? I remember those days. Because of my 20s into my I say up to about 32. Yeah, that was a blur. All of it was a blur. I don't remember any of it.
Mm-hmm.
None of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit I wish I did that I wish I could take back. But it is what it is.
Ooh.
So, yeah, about that. Can't take it back once you done did it. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump off into these Dollhouse announcements real quick. And then we be right back. Get it popping with that. Where they do that at? Let's go.
Yeah.
Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at Dollhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, if you just now tuning in with us, man, you're live with All Talk No Filter and Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If we say something and you want to comment, hit the one and we got you. But before we go any further, let's go 412. What's the word?
Yo, man. I don't know what's going on with people, man. You know, this is February. You know, this is Black History Month. And, you know, for all my black and brown people out there, happy Black History Month. And not just don't celebrate it, you know, 1 month, you know, out of a year. This is an all-year thing, 365-day celebration of black and brown history. But other people don't see it that way. Like last week in Atlanta, a school has apologized for the cause of them having some type of controversy. Students of Ken Dizzy Old Fourth Ward Charter School recited Paul Lawrence Dunbar's 1896 poem, We Wear the Mask, while the whole class was wearing blackface masks. For anybody who don't know what blackface is, back in the day, it was these things called the minstrel shows. And, you know, racist Caucasians would go up on stage and they would paint their faces black and put outlines of red lipstick on around their lips, trying to make it perceive like they were, you know, portraying black people. So as they're actually reciting this poem, this African-American poem, they had the students make these masks that had the black face mask on them. Now, there was a sprinkle of white and black kids at the time, you know, reciting this poem. They were the ages from 7 to 8. So, you know, the face, you know, they had, you know, the little popsicle sticks. You know how, you know, when you was a kid and you would make masks and you, you know, get paper, you cut out
they
the face
the
and everything.
They had church fans, them cheap-ass church fans with the popsicle stick that you hold on to when you sit there, Mother Jenkins and them standing in church. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Black face. They had a black face, the eyes, the red, exaggerated lips and everything while reciting this poem. Where do they do that at? Where they actually have children participating in blackface. They released a statement and they said that they were so sorry for the controversy. But, you know, being that, you know, this is the South, this is Atlanta, so everybody knows, everybody knows. I want to know whose bright idea was to do this. Because the kids don't know.
I mean,
the kids don't really understand the history behind it. So, you know, and there was video of it. Somebody actually filmed it, and, you know, they was kind of enraged in it, saying that, you know, the school was, you know, the school kind of treats everybody, you know, fair and like family and everything like that. And for them to actually allow this was a step back. You know, so I'm like, I don't understand why would a school even allow something like that? Did you think on an STL?
I mean, did the whole school know? I mean, were they aware that she or he was going to do this in their class? Because, you know, some of these teachers go rogue and this shit going on in these classrooms that you really don't even know about unless you're in the classroom. How many administrators, principals, whatever, unless you coming to get a student or something, actually come into the classroom and hawk their teachers? You know what I'm saying? That's just like the last one we was talking about where the lady did something with the hair or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and was cutting a little boy hair. Who, you know what I'm saying? Dude, at this day and age, come on, man. You got to know the history. If you have it, even if you're a millennial, dog, you have to know the history behind blackface, and it's not a good look. You're going to start something. If you don't want motherfuckers to complain about it, then don't do it. But let me play, because, you know, it's what I do. Let me play devil's advocate about this. And I've had this conversation several times with different people. My thing is, why is it okay for people to do it? Not okay for people to do it, but why do people continue to try to do the whole blackface thing, knowing the scrutiny behind it, but it's okay in African-American settings, churches, things of that nature, for them to do whiteface in a church environment? Why is one thing is okay and one thing is not okay? When do you draw the line? Do you tell them, no, you can't do that, but we could do this? Give me some feedback on that. I would love to know where you stand on that.
I don't really know if there's any derogatory message against the white face. You know, I never heard of anything to where, you know, black people are painting their faces white with rosy, you know, make in front of black people. I never heard of that before. I never heard of a history of that. I never heard of, you know, black people going up on stage and having black people, having white
hello?
People not performing there. So it's like, it's different. Can you hear
me? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Nancy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah.
It does go on in the church. You know, I mean, I do attend services, and we do, you know, when they're dancing, the praise dancers, they
praise
usually
dancers,
do wear the white mask. So I do understand what you're saying. Like, if it's not good for one, you're playing devil's advocate. You know, should they be mad when we do it? You know what I'm saying? But right. It's a difference in what it means. It doesn't. It isn't like we're portraying to be white people. It goes hand in hand with God. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I do understand what you're saying, Sia. Like,
I just don't know. I just don't know if there's an actual history. But I don't know if there's an actual history on.
Well, when we do it, it represents something spiritual. That's the difference. They're doing it representing slavery. Niggas. Big difference.
Right. Right. Like I said, I don't know if there's an actual history behind mining that actually proves the fact that, you know, it's racial. But there's actual facts about blackface being racial, you know. Just because you paint your face, you know. I mean... Would you say that watching what's that movie, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and having the little Oompa Loompas, is that a disrespect to Trump? Would you say that? Because they paint their face orange? He paints his face orange? I mean, I'm just saying. Would you say that that's a disrespect? Would you boycott, you know, that? Because, you know, they paint their face orange. He paints his face orange, you know. So I think it's, like I said, it's different terminology and there's different history behind each two. You can't really compare those because those are like comparing apples and oranges. But as I go on to the next one, which is kind of the same thing, I know people have been hearing about this because this has been ringing bells since it came out. Gucci. Is under fire, has released an apology for their new creation. They have a sweater that it's an all-black sweater, and it goes actually up to your nose, and it has a mouth that's cut out. And it's basically a blackface sweater. It's, like I said, it's all black. It goes up to your nose, and it has a cutout to where your mouth is, and right around to where your mouth is big red exaggerated lips around the lip area. The estimated cost of this sweater is $890. I don't even know who the fuck would even want to buy that shit, but you know, it's Gucci. People know buy shit when it's designers. So basically it's just a blackface sweater. They released a statement. People been on them for a minute. People like T.I. and others is, you know, trying to boycott, you know, Gucci and everything like that. So, you know, where the fuck did they come out at? Like, what's up with all these people coming out with all this shit? Like, I don't understand. You have schools having the kids becoming blackface. Gucci has a sweater with the blackface on it. You know, a lot of coon shit going on. I don't know what the fuck's going on, especially in Black History Month. You got people acting a trip on Black History. I don't understand what the fuck.
I mean, I saw the whole thing about the sweater and boycott Gucci and Prada, and then I saw T.I. going on his rant about we gotta we as a people spend, you know, I think the amount he threw out there was $1.25 trillion with these designers and this and that. Well, what you need to be doing is telling your colleagues, because I guarantee you, between your household, your kids, your baby mama, I guarantee you, you got some Fendi, Prada, dresses, shoes, slacks, socks, drawers somewhere in your motherfucking house. So if you really want to be that dude, instead of going on, you know, your rant on your live, do like they did with Kaepernick and the fucking Nike shoes. Take that shit out on the front lawn and burn it. Because to be honest, half of these motherfuckers I know that's walking around Gucci down and all that shit, it's just not even real fucking Gucci. Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
These motherfuckers not walking into motherfucking Nordstrom and all that shit, spending thousands of dollars, or going to the Gucci store, walking out or shutting the stores down and shit. That's your colleagues, the motherfuckers that's on
they
your level. So
bodega.
Tell them motherfuckers, all y'all motherfuckers got that much money, y'all get together and burn y'all authentic shit. Because it's always going to be something that somebody does or they come out with that you don't fucking agree with. That's just like everybody back in the day had to have fucking Tommy Hilfiger. Tommy Hilfiger this, Tommy Hilfiger that, until a motherfucker said, oh, you know that little ship that's on there? Oh, that's a slave ship. Oh, now all of a sudden, everybody want to boycott Tommy Hilfiger. Get the fuck out of here. If you boycott every time somebody say something or do something that you don't like, you'll be walking around in your motherfucking drawers. Or you better be like Damon John and pull a FUBU move and make your own fucking shit for us, by us. Because every time you look up somebody that you have looked up to for years, whether it be a person, an individual, a motherfucker you thought might have been a leader for you, soon as they say something to piss you off, then it's a fucking problem. Unless y'all motherfuckers finna go burn all y'all Prada and burn all y'all motherfucking Gucci, I would give two fucks about what you say about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They did it. It was a dumbass move in this day and age, but they did it. They apologized for it. So what's next? What's next? Go through your fucking house and let me see how much of their shit you have in your possession that you have purchased for you, your kids, your baby mama. I just want to know. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, personally, me, I like Gucci. I want product and Gucci, yeah, but I'm pretty sure they got it. Just like he put it in his songs. He loved Vera Wang. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, you know, if she come out and say something or come out with something you don't agree with, are you going to boycott her? Motherfuckers want to boycott everything over every look. Yeah, it was a stupid-ass move, but if you're not going, put up or shut up. Let me see you out on your motherfucking front out your million-dollar mansion with an S, burning your motherfucking Gucci, burning some Prada. I want to see it. Fuck you on this live shit. I heard you. I heard what you're saying. What you preaching, I can't relate. Tell your homeboys, watch y'all get together and do like these motherfuckers was doing when they was mad about them patronizing Colin Kaepernick and making him the face of the 25 year anniversary of Nike, and motherfuckers out burning shit on the front line and all this other shit. Do something like that. Just going on your live talking that shit and get the fuck out of here. No, I don't care about that shit, dog. That it was a stupid ass move. Somebody else gonna do something to piss another motherfucker off, and you gonna rant, and you're still gonna pay. They still gonna patronize. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Do something bigger and better. Talk to your colleagues. Y'all the motherfuckers that go out and got $150,000-$200,000 around your neck, and all this other shit. And $5,000 jackets and belts and, like I said, drawers and all that shit. Holler at me when you go burn that shit. Then holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, right now, you really ain't speaking my fucking language. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. Fuck them shirts. Don't buy them. If you don't want it, don't buy it. You mad? You didn't buy no fucking Gucci. You didn't walk into Macy's and spend $500 on no motherfucking sweater. Get the fuck out of here. Man, come on, man. Every time you look up somebody doing something to piss somebody off, it was stupid. And if you bought it, they were fucking hideous. You stupid. You wasted your fucking money. You're an idiot. But other than that, I don't really know what to say about it. Every time you look up, somebody's going to do something that's fucking offensive. Just like the lady that was cooking. Everybody was all Paula Dean. Everybody was all on her
Paula
head.
Dean.
Oh, my gosh. She the best. Oh, we making her recipes. She said something. Then now motherfuckers mad. Justin Bieber, they found the old tape of him. Oh, he used the N-word. You was just jamming his shit a couple of days ago. Now you found the tape from when he was like 15, where he was joking with his friends. Now you mad at him. But 2 weeks ago, you was jamming to this motherfucker. You can't. I don't know what to say. Prejudice is real. Everybody. In some facet, I don't give a fuck what you say. And some people even prejudice about their own race. It's out here. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know what to say about it. I think they fucked up. They made a mistake. But is it really going to damage their brand? No. They still going to be down. They still going to be there. You know what I'm saying? And real talk, if you know that, these motherfuckers that really got it like that, they're really not rocking that type of shit, dog. Them motherfuckers rocking Burberry and shit. Them motherfuckers ain't running up in the motherfucking Gucci store. If it's like a lot of Gucci shit, it don't even have, especially authentic Gucci, You don't even see it on the clothing. It's in the label. It ain't. Mm-hmm. They don't rock that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Real motherfuckers with money don't walk out here like they got money, and that's facts. You can go, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the richest motherfuckers 40. Out here. What the boy, that dude on Amazon and all that shit? That motherfucker, he don't walk around in Armani suits and all that kind of bullshit. Mark Zuckerberg got a closet full of T-shirts and jeans, white tees, V-neck tees and jeans, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Real motherfuckers that got that dough like that, they don't be out here like that. Real talk.
Yep, they don't brag about it. You don't have to. Motherfuckers, we see when you come through Amazon, you know, that shit, you be surprised. Motherfuckers be having, they ordering clothes right off the same place you ordering yours from. They ain't running around here spending $1 million on a daily basis. They might wear their little ring or little jewelry, but they don't walk around wearing all that shit every day. That's a motherfucker who ain't never used to having nothing. I wish people would understand that that's just not what life is about. You got to be all dressed up 24/7, hair like this, makeup like that. That's you, a motherfucker who ain't never had nothing. You know what I'm saying? That feel like they got to be on 24/7, be comfortable, live life. Mm-mm, people don't do that. You know,
and a lot of times, to be honest, folks, a lot of shit that really, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of people – you can take something, I bullshit you not, from fucking Goodwill and put it next to something that a motherfucker spent $200 on, and it's some low-budget shit. It's all about how you put your shit together. It ain't what you do. It's how you do what you do. Because I see motherfuckers dressed down every day that might get something from fucking Simply Fashion or some shit like that. Killing a motherfucker that does spend $200 in dinners. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about how you do what you do. And a lot of these motherfuckers that's out here rocking it like that or got it like that, they not flying it. And these brands, they had a hiccup. They still gonna survive. They been around since ever, and they still gonna be around. This ain't gonna hurt them. You mad at them? Don't spend your motherfucking money with them then. And like I said, I heard the whole T.I. rant thing. I saw his little video, T.I. You go out there and tell your other millionaire friends the next time when y'all do y'all videos with the big cars and the butterfly doors and the suicide doors and all that, and y'all jump out, just make sure you ain't got on no Gucci. Don't have on no Gucci socks. Don't have on no Gucci drawers. Y'all might want to call up Damon and get FUBU back popping for us by us. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Hey, I like Gucci. You know, I mean, my biggest thing. I'm Polo. Hopefully Polo don't say nothing that's derogatory. I'm hope they fly under the radar, cause I got a lot of Polo shit, shoes, socks, all kinds of shit, belts. I just don't just watch what you're doing. I don't want to have to boycott y'all, cause that cuts out a lot of my wardrobe. But anyway, we gonna get into a real quick break, man, and then we gonna come back and we gonna see who is in the hot seat. I don't know what I want to play. What we feeling? We feeling rap, y'all? We feeling rap? Are we just? What are we doing? Anybody? Nothing? No? Okay, fuck it. Let's do some STL Boogie then. Don't act. Dollhouse.
Procrastinate. I know you want it, girl, alone. take my time, talking so fine. Sit back and unwind, let me put this on your mind. Drift, drift like a faucet, can I turn you on? I do all the things that I know will make you wrong. I'm trying to turn this right here and sing your favorite song. Just open up for me and let me get your mind blown. I'm talking ecstasy and you don't need a pill. Just put your hands in my pants and you see how I feel. That's how you got me, girl. Dick hard as steel. Now stop front, girl, you know you wanna let me dream. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Up on it, girl, I know you want to. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes, come on, girl, let's go. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Up on it, girl, I know you want to. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes, come on, girl, let's go. Acting like that girl. It's been a minute since you last let me hit it. Plus you've been talking on the phone all week about it. So no, I know you ain't forget it. Now I didn't get you to the crib. Showed you how I live. But now you're talking about it. Now you just wanna chill. Girl, be for real. Bust that thing open, long stroke it to your ribs. Yeah, you know the shit. And what we came for, I'ma give it to you, leave your whole body sore. Make you scream my name, triple X games. Girl, you know that I'm about to beat it out the frame. Don't act like you don't want it when I know you do. Up on it, girl, I know you want to. Don't act like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes, come on, girl, let's go.
Yeah, that was STL Boogie. Don't act. Hey, you tuning in live right here. All talk, no filter, Dollhouse Radio. Let's slide into the hot seat. Okay. So I don't know I didn't personally know this one, but 21 Savage, man. 21 Savage. Well, you know what? I'm gonna slide into him, but first I wanna talk about this Chris Brown shit because I didn't get to say nothing about it last week. But you motherfuckers, I don't understand these stars, and I don't understand why they put themselves in these crazy ass predicaments, man. Chris Brown and some friends was recently, you know what I'm saying, like they had gotten in some trouble overseas, man. They was trying to detain him. Almost snatched his passport, but luckily he got out of that. And these women always want to talk about. Chick said she allegedly was raped by him. But my thing is, I just want to say this: when it comes to this, a lot of times you know what the women are in it for. So stop putting yourself in these predicaments. You got a beautiful little baby out of the situation. So just leave it at that. And yeah, about that. Stop putting yourself, especially the men, stop putting yourselves in these crazy ass situations with these chicks that you know what I'm saying? They just trying to get them a little payday or whatever. But anyway, back to 21 Savage, man. I didn't know 21 Savage is facing deportation, man. That's crazy. I've grown to like the little guy, and I don't even know if he's still dating. Oh Lord Jesus, what's her name? Amber.
Talking about Demi Lovato.
I can't even. No.
Not Demi Lovato.
She shaved her head. What's her name? She does the slut campaign.
Oh, Amber Rose.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't think there's still an item.
That to be funny?
Well, recently. Huh?
Was that to be funny?
What to be funny?
You said she shaved her head.
funny. We get to that. It's coming. I can't wait to get her. No, that wasn't to be funny. I couldn't remember her name. I had a brain fart, dog. So, but he's facing, in case you didn't know, deportation. He came back. He came here actually back in like 2005. He had a year visa, which has expired. So he came here basically. He was supposed to be here for a year. Came here, got famous, said fuck it, never went back. So you've got he's from London. I never knew that he was from London. I didn't pick up on accent. He never spoke about it because hell, he wasn't supposed to fucking be here. But he's facing deportation. You know what I'm saying, in regards to an expired visa. So again, Chris Brown name is in it. He got other people beefing because him and Offset are really, really good friends. So they was going ham on social media because Chris Brown, you know, thought. You know, he threw a meme out there about the situation. Offset came to his homeboy's defense, like, you a lame, everything ain't funny. Chris Brown, being the hothead that he is, hey, meet me, fight me, suck my dick, all kinds of shit, you know what I'm saying, just going in on Offset. But I was just wondering, like, do y'all think that he's going to beat this and not get, you know, deported, especially with all this stuff going on with the whole immigration situation? I mean, he's been here since 05. You don't think he's going? You think he going home?
Hell right? No. There's too many. Actually, there's too many rappers that I know that been deported. You know, on similar, you know, stuff like that. You know, they take that stuff very serious. This ain't, you know. Especially now, with, like you said, with immigration and everything like that, they're taking that very serious. If you black and brown and you're not from the actual states, they will deport your ass. You know, they take this shit very seriously. I remember there was something that happened back in like 2002 with G-Unit and Tony Yayo. This is when he was going to jail and everything like that. And he actually switched IDs with his brother because him and his brother looked alike and he was on the run. So when the people was looking through his passport and looking through his stuff, they found the ID and it didn't match the name on the ID and it didn't match him and everything like that. And he got additional time after serving the time that he had additional time. So,
oh, yeah.
That's why he spent, like, you know, the extra, I want to say the extra year in probation, you know, because of that, because they take that stuff very serious. They deported Shine. I think they deported Mos Def. I'm not sure. Because he changed his name. He changed his name, not Mos Def, but I think they tried to deport him for something. They deported Bangham Smurf, a former G-Unit member. So they've been deporting people, you know, for stuff like that, similar to all this time. But now, because the type of climate that we're in right now and the president and the whole immigration problem, this is not going to – I don't see it ending well with this. I don't. Me personally, I just don't see it.
Well, I mean, I hope that – everybody wants to know, the big question is, why now? It's been so many years. I want to say, well, his thoughts was that if you listen to him, I've just kind of flown his way, but he has become a lot more conscious. And I think as he was saying that, he felt like because some of the things he was saying in his lyrics is why they're all of a sudden on him. Now, I know we spoke about the whole hip-hop police thing, which is real. That shit's real. The hip-hop police is definitely real. If you think that shit's not a game, there is a unit of individuals that have badges that make sure that's what they do. They make sure these motherfuckers decide they target tour buses and shit because they know they going to find a little some. That's why they pulling over buses and all this other shit, anticipating that they going to hit the jackpot of, you know what I'm saying, of different things and money and drugs, dope, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thrown because I really, you don't see anything bad about this dude. You don't see him out here acting a fool. You don't, he doesn't do anything. That's all he does is rap. So I'm really praying for the young man. I hope he works it out, and I hope he doesn't, get deported back to Lump. But I'm sure he can always reapply. Now, how the whole process works, I'm not sure. But if he has a good attorney, but I think they're really putting him through the ringer about trying to.
I think
Jay-Z. You know
I think they said. I think they said Hov put a lawyer for him. Paid for a lawyer for him. I think that's what I heard, Jerry. Yeah. I mean, and if Hov bought you a lawyer, he better be a damn good one. So we'll see how this
one
plays
of the
out.
Best I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
I was seeing.
Basically, one more thing, real quick. Nick Cannon. I don't know what to say about this dude, but I thought it was odd. He made a statement. Well, we know that with Travis Scott, he was one of the performers for the Super Bowl, but he made a statement as well as Big Boy. And Big Boy was promoting a new project and thing that he's trying to push. But Nick Cannon made a statement that Travis Scott shouldn't have done the Super Bowl because he didn't have enough cultural equity to do the Super Bowl. And he made a statement about him messing with a Kardashian. But my thing is, who the fuck are you, Mr. Turbanhead, to say that about somebody when, if anybody followed Mariah Carey's career from way back when she initially came out, she didn't want people, she denied being of any African-American descent. Now Nick Cannon, he's not that old of a cat, but I don't know if he realizes that the woman that you married and bore kids with denied even being partially black. So before you sit there and point your finger and have the audacity, you don't even know this dude like that to say that he doesn't have. So what he said that Big Boy put his time in for the black community versus Travis Scott. If you research Travis Scott a little bit, he does, do things for the community and he does give back. But I guess since Big Boy is your homie, all of a sudden he has enough cultural. And I mean, how do you say that? And the woman that you married denies her ethnicity. I'm just going to leave that right there. I'm going to just leave that there. I'm going to just leave that there. And we're going to keep it sliding because Honey Dip Talk.
What?
Honey Dip Talk. We need to know what you thinking. And she has recently had a traumatic experience that she has to share with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I'll share, but I won't show. Not yet.
Okay. Please tell your listeners what happened.
Are we on now? We not taking a break?
No, we going straight to you, Ma. It's your time. No break.
Oh, my God. Shut up, STL. Fuck, cry.
Don't cry, dog.
I'm sorry I was late coming on, but I was in the shower. washing my scalp. I've been going through so much stuff since I got on a plane to go to Vegas. I swear to God, it's been a day in, day out. Soon as like I feel like things are okay and I'm getting by a little bit and everything is smooth, I think that I should not have went anywhere. I should not have went to Vegas.
I should not have went.
Wait. Because you're not going to blame this on Vegas. I'm not going to let you do that.
I'm thinking every little thing that, stop and think, every little thing that's been going on, it's been a nonstop thing, like a spiral downhill since I got ready, like maybe 2 days before I went to Vegas. I'm saying I sat back, and this last 2 days since I didn't have the worst of the worst, it's been every single other day something's went, and it's getting like worse and worse. You know what I'm saying? Things are really like, I don't understand. And it's like, I keep second guessing myself, and I don't really do that. And everything that I've had happen, it's been like, well, I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to go ahead and try it. I know, and then it goes wrong. Now I'm fucked up. Now I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to go ahead and try it. And then it goes wrong. And this has been every other day, it's been something. But as everybody knows, I told everything last week about what happened on a trip and everything. You know, me coming home, me having to deal with my house being a fucking disaster. I was exhausted, cleaning, so on and so forth. So I went shopping, you know, been going to Walmart, you know, doing everything I need to do, you know. Go to Family Dollar, buy a fucking perm. Perm is sitting on the dresser in the box.
Wait, you got your motherfucking problems. That's where you fucked up. You should have. You how long did you look? Right? Did you even look at the date?
I believe it was. Either was Walmart. I think it was Family Dollar. But it doesn't make it defeat the purpose. Now the fuck. So I got to go back this little bit. A year ago, I did do a live on social media showing my real hair. And if people can remember, my real hair is like past my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not the wig, my real hair. I flat washed it, came on the live with it nappy, flat ironed it, straightened it, did all of that. And I need to say that is something that I do, like I was doing like weekly or every other week, but I was straightening it like every other couple days because I had a natural state of hair, the nigga hair, you know what I'm saying? But I have good hair still, but you know what I'm saying? But because I haven't had a perm in my hair for over 10, 11, 12, whatever amount, I don't fucking even remember. But I dye my hair regular, you know what I'm saying? Because I like my hair, even when I take the wig off to stay the honey blonde, my original color of my hair is sandy brown. You know what I'm saying? So, I did dye my hair before I went to fucking Vegas, and I was rushing doing that. I dyed it that morning, wee hours. Well, I guess I didn't wait long enough to put the perm in. Put the fucking perm in the day before yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Left it in there about not even 10 minutes. Shut up, STO. I'm bending over the tub. Because my shower head, it comes off, you know, you can bring it down on you and spray and everything. So I'm bending over the tub. I'm like, fuck it. So I'm bending over the tub, and I'm just rinsing, and I hear like clunk, clunk. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm trying to crack the left eye, but the soap is running down my face from the shampoo or from rinsing a perm. So then I crack my right eye open. The tub was full of hair. My hair fell out. My hair fell out so bad.
My hair fell out. I said, what you mean you woke up and that shit was on your pillow? What the fuck you mean? You've been doing this for so many years and you didn't know that you could. She waited 2 weeks, dog. 2 weeks. That's the whole blonde thing, honey, any kind of blonde is the toughest dye you could put on your hair. You gotta wait. This motherfucker waited 2 weeks and put a perm in. I thought she meant she woke up and her hair was like on her pillow. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Dog.
No.
Dog.
So my daughter, I called my daughter. I was like screaming. And I'm telling you, it was, I don't know, like 11:30, and you know, at night. So I'm like screaming, and I'm like, it's so much hair in the tub. I don't even know what to do. So now I ran to the kitchen sink. Now I'm still like the water gonna make a difference, right? I'm running between the bathroom tub and the kitchen sink, and I'm just like, something has to help. I don't know why I thought the water would make a difference, but mentally I felt like I was losing my mind. And when I tell you, I look like a boy right now.
No,
I've
you
had
don't.
My,
yo.
No, a face. I swear to God. Shut up. Leslie already seen the pictures. She's the only one. Her and my graphics artist hasn't even seen what it looks like right now, because my daughter just came here and cut it all the rest off.
So is that why you said, when she said something about Amber Rose shaving her head, you was like, oh, is that supposed
to be
funny?
Yeah, I thought she was trying to be funny.
I thought you thought I was trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Say, my hair is gone, and this bitch gonna talk about some, you about to cry? Bitch, I've been crying for days. And the bad part is, the bad part is, listen, a year ago, I was on motherfucking line beefing with a motherfucker who called and said, oh, bitch, you bald-headed. That's what made me take my hair and show motherfuckers my hair, like, bitch ain't bald. That's what I'm not. Just because I wear these wigs or whatever, because it's easier and it's more convenient, it's damn sure to be it. Look, now I'm like, I ain't never felt my scalp like this. Like, I literally can feel my motherfuckers.
Most motherfuckers don't even rock. I mean, it's people are going back to the natural and stuff like that. But
no,
I mean, motherfuckers.
Mm-mm. These dents in my big ass head, no. These dents in my big ass head, no.
Ain't no dents in your. It ain't like you
got
a
watermelon
head.
I got a watermelon head with a fat ass face. A fat face,
shit.
A watermelon head with no fucking hair. Ain't nothing cute about that. And when I tell you, I'm not talking about a little bush. I'm not talking about you can't grip it. Even if I didn't have nails on, which I still have my nails on, but I'm probably going to take these bitches off. But, you know, because it's easier for me to go to work. I work a regular job. So, you know, it's easier for me to work without the nails or whatever. But this, I'm going to go and get some this new product that I've been seeing, you know, on Instagram, and you're supposed to rub it in your, you know, on the follicles. My daughter wanted to come over here, which she did. She just left here. The top of my hair was still there, but in the center looked like the sides. When I say the sides, it looked like I have a fade going all the way around. The top at the outer part at the top of my hair, that was still long. But in the center where I had parted it at and started putting the perm at first, it just ripped it right out.
I'm so sorry.
Hey man, look, you good, man. Just get you a fire ass lace front with a blind, you know what I'm saying?
The thing is, I'm trying to figure out how, like, I wear scarves to work because, you know what I'm saying, now, and I'm always sweating, be aggravated because my head be sweating, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm like, I'm scared I'm going to catch the death of pneumonia because everything is out now. The fuck? My head is too big. I'm so embarrassed, and I have good hair,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? But I don't like my motherfucking hair. To like it, you know, like any other, that black part of me, it still sweat out. But shit ain't shit to sweat out now.
I bet your head's a lot cooler when you lay on that pillow at night.
Yo, listen, this is bad, Rapstar. I've had, now when I was like, a lot of
it's
people know
that
I've
bad.
Done. A lot of people know I've done state time. I did a bid many years ago. You know what I'm saying? Now, my hair, I had dreads, and I really don't like dreads anymore, but, you know, the lifestyle I was living, You know what I'm saying? The drug life, dealing with a lot of Jamaicans and all that. I had dreads. Cut those dreads out when I was locked up. And my hair was never, ever. I wasn't even born with this less of a hair. I was born with a head full of hair. Literally. My baby pictures, I wasn't a bald head baby. Listen, I'm a step, like you jump in the door and jump out from a baby's ass.
Wow.
It's
motherfucker right here gonna talk about at least you got good hair. The bitch, at least I got good hair. Follow
the line.
It'll grow back. Don't you worry about it. It'll probably grow back stronger.
I'm 99. It'll grow back on, this is my thing. It'll grow back on one of you youngins. I'm 99. I'm 100 years old. So, will it grow back on a 100-year-old motherfucker? And do I got enough time for it to grow back?
I mean, it's not going to be overnight, but it's gonna grow back.
My hair is long.
I'm just saying.
Like I said, you've seen the pictures. They never, my pictures, I had them on live before. My pictures never, I never had this less of hair, ever. I always had it where I could do the little swoops and, like, you know, back in the olden days. And, you know what I'm saying, make it like, man, listen, I was able to have, I can't even put, you know how they wear the waves? Ain't even enough hair to make a wave.
Nah, you ain't making no waves, bro. That's like a little puzzle.
See,
bro.
And she already talking about bruh. Look, she already talking about bruh. That's what I look like, your bruh.
That's just how I talk. It ain't no person.
Look,
that's just how I talk.
Look. She wasn't,
talk.
That's how she talked. She wasn't talking. She wasn't calling me bruh last night.
Oh,
you hear what I said?
Man.
She wasn't calling me bruh last night.
I talk like that. Oh God! I swear to God, I talk like that to some of everybody. It just comes out. It's not personal. It's gonna be cool.
Well, my
daughter
came over here and chopped the rest of that shit off. She came over and chopped the rest off. I'll send you an inbox. If things get better, y'all better not see my head on motherfucking tabloids in 10 years.
Look, rap star. She done sent these motherfucking pictures. Got from all top. I said send one from the front. I'm seeing all back side. This motherfucker got a head full of hair. Just all the hair spread out on the bed on the towel, dog. Just all the fucking hair sitting on the bed, just spread out.
I can't believe this. I'm praying to God that it grows back because I need it. And I know that like I told my daughter, it's different when I was telling her if she went for America's Top Model or anything, but she's young. You know what I'm saying? 20 years old. So at 20 years old, you know, your hair is going to grow back. But at 100, I don't know. At 100,
cool.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I used to work around motherfuckers in the hair. As long as you, that's what I was saying. Keep the shit moisturized. You said you trying to, whatever that product is that you talking to them people about, man, make sure it's natural. You don't need no more damage to your hair follicles than what you have now. So whatever this product is, make sure it's most of the stuff that or whatever they're putting in it, research their product, make sure it's natural, keep your hair moisturized, and you just gonna have to keep up with, it's gonna come back. You good, but you just gonna have to keep up with the maintenance on it. I don't know what you was thinking. I don't know what you were thinking. You've been wearing blind for 1,000 years.
You gonna talk about you was just tickled. I hear you.
Man, we gotta go, dog. We out of here, man. Go on, drop that motherfucker. Drop your handle, man. Let these people know how
okay,
to talk.
Okay, well,
to you.
I'm gonna make me a page called Bald Head Scallywag because that's what the fuck I'm looking like right now.
Oh, shit.
He say I'm tripping.
Okay. So, Niecy Honey Dip. On everything, Niecy Honey Dip on Facebook, Niecy Honey Dip XXX is my entertainer's page, Niecy Honey Space Dip is the regular page. Twitter, Niecy Honey Dip. There's just a regular one. Please do not go to, there's one that says Niecy Honey underscore or something like that. That's not my page. It's a fake page. You will know the difference because I have hella followers. This fake page, they block me, but I see it under other people from other people's pages.
Wow.
It's a fake page. If you see it, it only has about 30 or 40 followers and friends or whatever the fuck. So, you know, report that, please.
This shit is just crazy.
There is a Niecy Honey Dip too. That's mine. I don't use it hardly, but that's mine. But you can see the one, the main page. If you click on our social medias, you see my main page on Twitter. That's the main page. I'm always reachable. If you're talking about money, I'm available for all types of shoots, video scenes, photo shoots. I am now getting pretty deep into being an ambassador. If you have products, and definitely hair now. Definitely some wigs and hair like a motherfucker now, because a bitch is a bar in the shadow right now. So I'm going to need some hair. I'm going to need, you know, I do all of that, though. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to make sure that you're getting what you pay for. Everything that you put in, I'm going to put in twice as much, you know, help you get your business and your sales. Like I said, shoots, just, you know, Niecy Honey Dip XXX at yahoo.com. You know, for ambassador things. And for bookings, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. That is my manager. Contact him. He'll set it all up, and I'll be right there. Walk through
posting. Do your manager don't know you bought either, huh?
No, I just tagged him. I don't even really. When you call me, it's going to be a problem. I already know.
Hey man, we lost Rapstar412, man. Get at that's Rapstar412 on Twitter. I don't know everything else. He have to give it to y'all next week, man. We be back next week. Until then, black is beautiful, bald is beautiful, the bald and the beautiful. We see y'all next week. All right, y'all. We out of here. Long Star Jay, they mad. Niecy, you mad? You good?
Hell yeah.
You mad? You mad? You mad, mad? Are you mad?
Yeah,
mad.
Boy and scallywag.
You'll be all right, Pumpkin. No, Star J. We gone.
They mad, but these bitches never done like fuck it.